When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It doesn't matter what surface it's on. Jannik Sinner keeps winning. He's the best tennis player in the world right now. He's just beaten Struff in straight sets. And next up, he's got Holger Rune. And here we go. Jannik Sinner will be playing Holger Rune in the next match, who has just beaten Grigor Dimitrov in a really close match. It was 7-6, 3-6, 7-6. And he saved two match points. And he's now going to be reaching the quarterfinals at Monte Carlo for another year. He certainly does very well here. It was a 3-hour 31 match, one of the matches of the year. I had the privilege of watching probably about an hour of that 3-hour 30 match, and I thought Dimitrov was exceptional. I thought Dimitrov played an extremely good match. I thought during the match points he had towards the end of that third set, could he have done a little bit better? I thought the service of Rune was exceptional, and it really didn't allow Grigor into the point. But he played well. Both players did exceptional. And considering Rune, with the delays at Monte Carlo, had to play multiple matches on the same day, I think that makes it even more impressive. And we saw Rune at his very best. He was so resilient. I think that is the key word here against Grigor Dimitrov. Dimitrov didn't really put a foot wrong. I thought he had the crowd behind him the whole time. But yet Rune found that extra gear and showed why he is considered one of the best players in the world, quite frankly. And now he's going to be playing, I don't know if it's a reward or not, but Jannik Sinner in the next match tomorrow. And this is Jannik Sinner, for those who don't know much about him. The last 13 sets, he's won 6-1, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2, 6-1, 6-2, 6-3, 6-1, 6-1, 6-2, 6-4, 6-2. I mean, that's pretty impressive in itself, just saying them all. And you can see the ginger Italian, who's soon to be world number one, the best player in the world by far, dominating. And he hardly goes close. I mean, you've got a few 6-4s in there, but mostly it's 6-1, 6-2, or a 6-3 at the very worst. He's exceptional. He's just another level, Jannik Sinner. And not many players can keep with him at all. And I honestly believe that Rune is going to have one of the toughest matches he's ever had, because this version of Jannik Sinner is incredible. And you can see he's just beaten Struff 6-4, 6-2. 24 wins, one loss in 24. Best player in the world, for sure. He can play on the hard courts. We've seen that. Won the Australian Open. He can play on the clay courts, no problem. And it just looks like he's unplayable. I don't know where his loss is going to come. We saw the one loss at Indian Wells against Carlos Alcaraz. Carlos Alcaraz plays extremely well there. Another fantastic player. But without Djokovic or Alcaraz beating him, I feel it's going to be very difficult for someone like a Runa to be able to beat him. But let me know in the comments section, do you disagree? Do you think Runa has a chance? Of course, he did beat him here last year at Monte Carlo, if that means anything. And this is what Sinner had to say after beating Struff. He said, talk to us about Cinemania. This is what the question was. There's a lot of it around here. And Yannick laughed. He said, I do enjoy it. It's great for me. Also, Italian tennis is growing. That's the most important part. Trying to make tennis in Italy bigger. All of us Italian players do a great job of it. This is also very close to the border of Italy. Monaco, it's just great to be part of the event. It's great to be part of everything that's going on. I just try to make the best out of it. I can be very happy. And he's referring to the fantastic Italian players. Luca Nardi recently beaten Djokovic. You've got Massetti, who played Djokovic today. Didn't quite go his way, but he's beaten them in the past. Fantastic player in there. You've got Analdi. When everything gets better for him, I think he will be someone who can challenge. Berrettini, not too bad. There's fantastic players across the board in Italy, and Jannik Sinner is the one who's leading the way. He's by far the best, and I think just super dangerous. And more of what I'm saying, in the last six matches, none of his opponents have won more than four games in a set. We've spoke about these records, 24-1 in 2024. It's his third consecutive Monte Carlo quarterfinal. He's 44 wins and 3 losses since the US Open. Something certainly clicked. I think it was the moment in China, maybe Shanghai, when he threw up in the bucket or in the bin. A different player since then. And it's his fifth quarterfinal of 2024. He's invincible. He's special, especially on any surface. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be on hard courts. He can do it on any surface, this guy. Runa was speaking about facing Jannik Sinner. You'd think he'd be pretty scared. He said it's going to be great, though. He's not that scared. He said he's for sure the favourite at the moment. I have the winning record 2-1, but let's see how it's going to be. He's definitely been the player almost no one can beat. Only Carlos beat him so far. He's the other greatest player this year. It's going to be a big challenge, especially after a long day today. I'm going to recover and try to do my best. And that's an important part to note. Runa's played quite a bit of tennis at Monte Carlo, playing two matches in one day pretty much, having to do two sets and then another three sets against Grigor, which was very grueling. Let's see how physically he recovers. He's young. I think he, if anyone, can recover better than most. So I'm hoping that doesn't play too much of a factor. But Sinner is certainly the fresher of the two. Looking at the head-to-head, as Runa said, he is leading 2-1. He's beaten Sinner on two occasions. One at Monte Carlo last year at the semi-final stage. And the one before was in Sofia in the indoor hard court. So only one on clay. The last match they played was at the ATP Finals, in which Sinner won in three sets. So all of them have been tight. All of them have gone to three sets. It's never been a straightforward match for Jannik Sinner. I guess this leads to what my prediction is for this one. And let's get a photo of Jannik Sinner up for this one, because I think he deserves it. And my prediction is going to be Jannik Sinner in straight sets. I think he's not going to go with the regular three sets. And we're going to see him just push on the gas. I think if you look at the previous meetings, you can't read into it too much, because Sinner's a different player. I wouldn't say Runa's even as good as what he was then. I thought he was impressive today, though, and he's turned a corner. I think Monte Carlo will be an event he does extremely well at. And I think in future years, he's going to want to avoid the likes of Jannik Sinner, because if he can win this event. If Sinner goes out before, Runa can do it because he's special and he likes this tournament. However, he's not going to have that luxury. He's going to be playing Jannik Sinner. And my prediction is Jannik Sinner to win in straight sets. Two tight ones, a 7-5 and a 6-4 for Jannik Sinner. And the Italian is going to march on to the semi-final. Well, there we go. That's my prediction. Let me know your prediction in the comment section below. And if you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and come on, you Irons. Let's go.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.